Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday Meditation and Prayer Time of Reaching and Meeting Needs Worldwide Ministry. Our scripture today is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. I will be reading from the New International Version. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for bringing us together once again as an assembly of the world parish. I pray that you will bless us in this time that we spend together. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. This is part two of a four-part message on anxiety. Why do people torture themselves with the vicious enemy of anxiety? Why do people subject themselves to such senseless tension and turmoil? It is like having an addiction. I know individuals, and as far as I know and can tell, they are not addicted to drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Their addiction is worry and anxiety. Tanisha Bush of Harvest, Alabama, you can go to bed at night with nothing physically wrong and lay awake hours after hours worrying about tomorrow, about what someone said or what someone would say in the future or what might happen or about personal prestige. Like all type of addiction, worry does not go away just because the habit is broken. It is there, tempting, pushing, urging one to try it again. So what is another thing we can do to protect ourselves from becoming enslaved to anxiety and worry? We must recognize that it is a matter of and has to do with our thought process. Therefore, major point number two in the answer to anxiety is take control of your thoughts. There are some important key words in Philippians 4 and 8. And I draw your attention to those words, the last four words. Think on these things. Subpoint number one, and there are about subpoints to today's message. When you take control of your thoughts, control that limits thought to the reality reduces anxiety. Again, control that limits thought to reality reduces anxiety. Many of us have experienced the devastating, hurting words and negative opinions of others. You must and I must take control of our thoughts. I remember in the height of my ministry, I had a member of the congregation to tell me one Monday morning when I was out doing my pastoral visitation, you ain't nothing, you never have been nothing, and you will never be nothing. This member was upset because I would not submit to the politics of the church. God has sent me to lead the people in a godly fashion and not to be led and misled. Let me tell you what I did. I took control of my thoughts, and I looked at the reality of God, all I got of God's blessing on my life and the ministry. And let me tell you, World Parish, I never lost a beat because I took control of my thoughts. I did not let the comments of a disgruntled member diminish the reality of who God had created and had blessed me to be. Tamara Nall of Arlington, Virginia, Rachel Nall of Huntsville, Alabama, and C.C. Munson of Decatur, Georgia, do not let anxiety and worry get you down. Control your thoughts. Put your thoughts into reality. You must take control of your thoughts and limit those thoughts to genuine, to the genuine authenticity of who you are and the truth. Here's a key point. Don't blink, you will miss it. When the Bible says in the King James Version, whatever is true, those words are the Bible excludes, eliminates, discounts, and ignores all things that are speculative. It disregards all things that might have been said. It disregards all things that might have been or might occur. What is true? Hear me now. What is true rules out all lies, negative opinions, and misconception that we worry about. Proverbs 12:19 teaches us that the truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is just for a moment. Then John 8:32 says, the truth will set you free. You must speak the truth. Oh, my God. You must speak the truth over and into your life. Say, I'm wonderfully made in the image of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. This then brings me to subpoint number two. Control of your thoughts. Limit your thoughts to things of the truth. Control of your thoughts. Limit your thoughts to things of truth. That is things that are real and genuine. Whatever is true refers to thoughts that are in accordance with eternal and unchangeable righteousness. Many things in the world seem to be true, but they are not. They are false and deceptive, an illusion and a counterfeit. They seem to offer peace, but what they really offer is a deceptive perspective. What they offer is counterfeit peace, only a sense of escapism. We are to keep our minds upon things that are true, and we are to live lives that are true both to men and to God. When our thoughts and lives are centered upon true things, peace comes into the human heart. Again, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's King James Version. The New International Version says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Royal Parish, the truth of Christ will set men and women free from not only anxiety, but from those things that bring about anxiety, things like division, isolation, emptiness, loneliness, fear, death, selfishness, hoarding, prejudice, and hate. Subpoint number three, control of your thoughts limit your thoughts to noble, honest, and honorable things. Again, control of your thoughts. Limit your thoughts to noble, honest, and honorable things. thinking on honorable things, exclude unworthy words or unworthy deeds or the unworthy deeds of others. Subpoint number four, anxiety will go away when you think on the things that are just and righteous. Anxiety will go away when you think on the things that are just and righteous. Our thoughts should be about right and righteous behavior. Right behavior toward man and right behavior toward God. A mind filled with just and righteous thoughts will know peace and not worry. A mind that is filled with just and righteous thoughts, hallelujah, will know, hallelujah, again, peace and not worry and anxiety. Subpoint number five, control of thoughts limit our thoughts to purity. When one dwells on pure thoughts that exclude a whole area of degrading thoughts, pure thoughts are thoughts that are morally clean, spotless, stainless, undefiled, free from moral pollution, free from filth, dirt, and impurities. To eliminate anxiety from our minds and thoughts that are pure, every thought, hallelujah, is to be a pure thought. When thoughts are pure, the devil cannot take hold and drive you into deep depression. When the member spoke bad of me, I thought good of myself. I did not think evil of the member, and I want you to know that I did not get into any stages of depression about what that gentleman said. I kept moving. Subpoint number six, control of thoughts limit our thoughts to that which produces love. Control of our thoughts limit those thoughts to that which produces love. There is no room for thoughts of hate, spite, retribution, and evil when your thoughts are limited by love. Thoughts of love that are pleasing, kind, and gracious will eliminate anxiety and excite love and kindness. Our thoughts are not to be thoughts of unkindness and meanness, grumbling, murmuring, criticizing, and reacting. We are to control our thoughts so that they will focus upon things that are loving, that build people up, hallelujah, and not tear them down. Listen, love does not work ill toward others. I remember years ago when I was working for a major company, I had a person that always did me bad, but I thought good of them. And I learned that they loved cheese Danish. What I did, I loved the hell out of them. I was kind. Every morning I would stop at the bakery on my way to work and get a cheese Danish for this lady. And that changed her. I did not work ill against her, but I work good in her behalf. So it is Romans 13 and 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. World Parish, love works no evil to a neighbor. When you think thoughts of love and not evil, and do all the good you can out of love, I promise you, hear me now, I promise you, you will not suffer with anxiety. It does not matter how bad you are being treated or have been treated. Doesn't matter how bad you've been talked about. Listen, fulfill that situation with love. Let me tell you this. Let me be very clear. To work evil against a person does not mean just the doing or the carrying out of evil against a person. Working evil means thinking evil against a person, wishing evil, hoping evil, planning evil, devising evil, practicing evil, and doing evil. Even the withholding of good is evil. So find in your heart, hallelujah, when someone is ministering, to be kind to them, love them. Listen, a person who does such things, hallelujah, and evil things will always be anxious. But when you practice thoughts and deeds of love, you will be happy. Oh, my God, you will be happy in Jesus. The seventh sub-point and the final point. Control of thoughts, limit thoughts to that which is commendable. Whatsoever things are of good report, things that are reputable, worthy things, things of high quality. To control anxiety, you must think only upon worthy things. You are not to fill your mind with junk. You are to not to listen to and entertain bad reports, no matter how juicy those reports may seem. Neither should you fill your mind with junk, whether through rumors, radio, television, music, off-color jokes, or by whatever source they may come. Your thoughts are to be focused only upon worthy things, only upon that which is of a good report. No matter what you're dealing with, here it is, World Parish, no matter what you are dealing with or how bad things may get, you must deliberately keep your mind focused on positive and praiseworthy ideas. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.